我哋今日嘅经文仍然系以弗所书嘅第六章第一到第四节。
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
我哋先用广东话一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
We'll first read this together in Cantonese and then in English.
我哋一齐嚟读。你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，子女得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
We'll read this together in English. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth.Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
愿神祝福读嘅埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reader and hearer of His word.
题目之今日传讲嘅信息系父母和子女嘅第二部分。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is Parents and Children, Part 2.
A couple of weeks ago, we looked at Ephesians 6 on Father's Day.
咁喺父親節嘅時候，我哋已經睇過以弗所書嘅第六章噶啦。
And I'm not going to repeat what was said then, but I'll expand on the question: How do we obey the fifth commandment?
咁我哋會花多啲時間去睇下我哋點樣去遵行第五條戒命
，which is to honor.Your father and mother.
就是说孝敬你的父母。
Again, that's a very important question because, again, once again, in a sense, all of us are children. We do have a mother and a father.
因为我们作为儿女，每一个人都有父母。
But obviously, if you look around the room, we've got little children who need, again, as Ephesians 6, verse 1 clearly says, they need to obey.Their parents.
咁我哋喺呢个地方里边，我哋见到有年幼嘅做儿女嘅，佢哋要听从圣经头先刚才所讲第一节嘅话，要听从父母。
But as I look around, I see many people who are adults, but you do have a mother and father. So then, how do you honor your father and mother?
咁但系我哋当中，我哋都好多嘅成人，佢哋作为儿女，我哋点样去孝敬父母咧？
And so let's look at that a little bit more carefully in the brief time we have.
咁我哋今日会好小心去睇下。
Because if honor is so important, because it is one of the Ten Commandments, if honor is so important, how do we give our parents honor?
咁我哋点样去孝敬父母咧？如果系咁重要嘅时候，因为喺呢条诫命嘅里边。
And obviously, because I'm preaching to a general crowd, I can't focus.All my attention on parents.
咁當然我哋唔可以淨係單單講到父母，因為我哋仲有其他人喺度。
And so first, I'd like to give you some how-tos to honoring parents as grown-ups, grown-up children.
咁首先我哋會想同大家講下，作為已經係成人嘅兒女點樣去孝敬父母。
And the second part, I'll exhort parents in what Paul, the Apostle Paul, spells out here for them.
然後跟住我哋再去同對父母講下啊，保羅所提到嘅。是什么
okay, if you hit slide 2, thanks. You honor your parents by finding the culturally appropriate way of doing that.
怎样孝敬父母呢？就是说在这个文化上找一个适合的方法去做。
Again, we all have different cultural baggage, right?
我们每一个人都有不同的文化的背景。
So you have to contextualize and bring honor to your parents in a way they understand that.
咁所以你要用一个佢哋明白嘅方法去孝敬佢哋。
For instance, courtesy.
例如礼貌一样。
That precedes any culture. Courtesy is a form of honor.
礼貌就好似其中一个孝敬嘅方法，每一个文化都会提有礼貌。
I know the Chinese calendar is hard. At least it's hard for me. I don't read Chinese.On how to then determine when my mom's and father's birthday was, right? Because it changes all the time, right?
咁對於你哋睇開舊歷嘅人咧，好，我哋作為兒女好難去記得父母嘅舊歷生日係幾時。
But remembering your parents' birthday is a form of honor.
但係記得你父母嘅生日係其中一種孝敬佢哋嘅方法。
So you can, if you're like me and.Can't read Chinese, you can pick a date on the English calendar and say, hey, that's close. We're going to celebrate your birthday on that day.
如果你好似我咁唔识睇中文嘅时候，咁我哋睇揾一日近差唔多嗰个时间，咁你拣一日就同佢去庆祝。
Here's another practical how to seat them at the place of honor at the dinner table.
喺一个餐桌里边，将佢哋放置喺一个佢哋觉得被尊重嘅地方去坐低。
Call or visit them when you don't feel like to。
纵使系你唔中意嘅时候，你都去尝试去打电话俾佢哋或者系探佢哋。
Again, you can think of better ways that are culturally acceptable to your parents that will convey to them honor。
我谂你会揾到一啲好好嘅方法，就系喺佢哋文化上，佢哋明白嘅系点样孝敬佢哋。
Here's another way that I think supersedes any culture。
另一样系任何嘅文化之上都啱用嘅就系。
Point out to them what you've learned from them that helps you。
去向佢哋指出你从佢哋身上学到啲乜嘢可以帮助你嘅。
Point things out that are continuously good for you that you can attribute learning from them。
俾佢哋知道你喺佢哋身上边学到一啲嘢系对你而家依然系有用，对你有益。
Maybe you learned to save money from them。
或者你从佢身上学到点样去悭钱、节俭。
You now presently handle your resources very well。
你而家可以以至可以去处理好你自己嘅财产。
You don't give in to the temptation of spending more than you budgeted。
你唔会好容易嘅去跌入一个陷阱，就话去。花多过你能够赚到嘅。
If you learn that from your parents, tell them. That's honoring them.
如果你系喺你嘅父母身上学到呢样嘢，你要讲俾佢哋听，因为咁样就系孝敬佢哋。
You know, I heard a eulogy this past week at Jennifer Fong's funeral of her two of her three grown children gave parts of the eulogy.
咁喺过一礼拜，我听到一位姊妹过世，佢嘅儿女对佢嘅一个悼念嘅讲词。
And it was very honorable. The eulogy was honorable in saying her daughter said, "I learned such and such from mom."
呢个悼词对佢呢个过世嘅姊妹系一个好大嘅尊敬，因为呢个女儿佢讲我哋听喺佢嘅妈妈身上学到啲乜嘢。
By the way, if you don't know, Jennifer Fong was one of the she and her husband Frank were one of the founding families of Covenant Church, Whitestone.
咁呢个 Jennifer 同埋佢嘅丈夫Frank 系建立圣约堂嘅其中一对夫妇。
Is now presently the associate pastor at Queen's Herald Church.
咁Frank 而家系喺基督堂嘅一个牧师。
Here's another example of honoring parents.You can forgive them.
另一个去孝敬父母嘅方法就系你去饶恕佢哋。
In fact, in many cases, the thing that's preventing us from giving honor is to be free from your need to please them in order to honor them. You don't necessarily have to please them to honor them.
好多时我哋唔能够孝敬父母嘅原因就系话我哋唔能够好自由嘅去唔再系要被捆绑话要一定要去取得佢哋嘅喜悦。
The relationship between your parents and you is a picture that God uses of relationship between God the Father and His children, His people.
父母同埋儿女呢个图画就系神用嚟去表达神呢个父神同埋佢嘅儿神嘅子民佢哋儿女嘅关系。
Every human being out there and in here was built for family love.
每一个人在这里或者外面都是被建立是要有一个家庭的爱。
Let me ask you, do you know what family love is?
你知不知道什么叫家庭的爱呢?
It's unconditional love. You're born in your family, right?
你生出来在你的家庭，这个是无条件的爱。
It's a love you can be absolutely sure no matter what you've done. It's unconditional.
这个是无条件的爱，就是无论你做了什么事，你都会有这个爱。
Now, in a lot of families, parents are unable to give that unconditional love to their children.
但很多家庭里面，这些父母都很难去将这个无条件的爱给他的儿女。
That's not saying they don't try. In most cases, they try.
并不是说他们没尝试。
But what comes out is things like this. You haven't measured up.
但很多时候的结果就是说你的父母对儿女说你一定要去做到达到这个标准。
Or your parents say to you, you've disappointed us.
又或者父母会对儿女说你令到我们很失望。
You haven't gone into the career we wanted you to go into.
你并没有去到从事那个行业是我们想你去做的。
You didn't marry the person we wanted you to marry.
你并没有从那个我们喜欢的人去跟他结婚。
You're not religious enough.
你并没有好好地去跟随信仰。
Or you're too religious.
或者你太过信这个宗教了。
You see, why does that happen?
为什么会这样呢?
You wanted more than anything else, family love. That's what you want.
因为你只想要的就是这个家庭的爱。
All of us want unconditional love. We want that.
我们每一个人都想有这个无条件的爱。
And you and I have been looking everywhere for that.
咁你同我都一直嘅喺周围去揾呢样嘢。
And your parents, in many cases, were not able to give it to you.
但好多时父母就系唔能够俾到你。
And often the results of this is you can't believe you're lovable.
个结果就系话你。不能够相信你自己是那个可爱的。
And you, now you have a need. You're driven by the need to prove yourself to them constantly.
然后你就觉得有这个需要你去证明自己你是应该被爱。
And since you can't please them, you're mad at them. You're angry at them. You won't forgive them.
因为你不能够取悦他们，所以你向他们去发怒，你去嬲怒。
Guys, slide 3. The only way to really honor your parents is to be free.To displease them.
唯一能够去孝敬父母的方法就是说你不再去害怕，不再去觉得一定要取悦他们。
And the way to be free to displease them is to go get what you always wanted from God.
个方法就是说你要去从神那里去得到你一直想得到的一样东
西。To stop blaming them.
你不再去埋怨他们。
Unconditional love. Stop blaming them. They're not God.
不再埋怨他们给不到那个无条件的爱给你，因为他们不是神。
The Bible says the only place you can get true father love, which is unconditional, is from your heavenly father, God.
圣经说唯一能够得到这个爱的地方就是从神那个天父的里面。
See, the Bible makes clear to us is the heavenly father's love is completely unconditional.
圣经很清楚讲给我们听，天父的爱是无条件的爱。
It's based not on your perfection.
并不是建基于你所喜爱的东
西。It's based on God's perfection.
是建基于神的完美。
And so you have nothing to prove.
所以你没有东西要去证明。
And when you grasp that, deep down, you experience real Heavenly Father love.
当你真正掌握到这一点的时候，你就经历到神真正的爱。
You see, you can't work for it. You can't earn it.
你不能够靠做到什么去赚回来。
So you really have nothing to prove.
所以你不可以，也不可以去证明自己什么。
God just gives it to you by faith in the person work of his son Jesus.
神就是藉着你在耶稣基督的身上的信心去给你。
See, as a child, do you realize that now?
你作为儿女你现在知不知道呢?
There's nothing that you and I do that's good enough to merit God's love for us.
你同我冇乜嘢可以做到，系要可以去配得到神嘅爱。
See, let me explain that briefly, and I can't be brief because we're doing a whole several months in Sunday school concerning stuff like this.
咁我唔能够即系太过简单，因为成个礼主日学都会讲到呢样。
God promises to bless obedience to Him by using it for His kingdom, for His purposes.
神去祝福我哋喺对佢。对他的 顺服的里面是用在他的事工上面。
And the blessings that you and I experience that result from that obedience should not be seen as credit for us, for our goodness.
我们的顺服而得到神的祝福并不能够代表说这个就是我们赚到回来的。
Because the Bible makes absolutely clear our goodness is never good enough.
因为圣经我们听我们做得挺好也都不 是最好。
The problem is inside us.
个问题在我们的里面。
Motives are impure.
是因为我们的动机是不纯洁。
God's blessing on goodness is more as evidence of His faithfulness. To what? To His purposes.
神给我们祝福其实是一个证明就是说神是在这个世界上他的目的。
And ordinarily, those purposes involve God's displaying before the world His kindness to you.
其中一个目的就是说神在这个世界上面去表彰了他对你的慈爱。
And Christians trust in the person and work of Jesus sent to us by God the Father rather than in their own works.
基督徒 在神所差派来的耶稣基督的身上他们相信于耶稣基督所做的事而不是相信于他自己所做的事。
And when we trust and obey God's standards, you know what happens? Usually, then there's family unity, there's personal well-being, sometimes there's financial stability, community honor, a lot of blessings.
当我们去顺服当我们相信的时候其他的祝福就会来到好像家庭的联合我们的经济我们的其他。
But God qualifies that in Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, very clearly. He says that God does not limit His blessings to earthly blessings. You might not get those things.
但在马太福音第五章里面，神也讲到他的祝福并不是限于在地面上的物质上的事情。
Because God's ultimate purpose is to make us more like Jesus in faith and character.
因为神最终在我们身上的目的就是说要让我们更加似耶稣基督。
And our ultimate need then is to trust in things eternal and not earthly. That's when we receive His blessing.
而我们要相信的就是说相信在永恒的事上面而不是在地上面的事情。
Because none of us deserve the earthly blessings we get.
因为我们每一个人去配得我们在地上所得到的祝福。
But again, this need is refined in the difficulties we face.
但我们更加当我们去面对困难的时候我们更加看到我们的需要。
And those difficulties lead us to what? A greater dependence on God Himself.
这些困难就让我们更加知道我们要去依靠神。
It leads us to have more satisfaction in God alone because this world is full of tears.
而我们知道我们只可以在神里面才找到满足因为这个世界上充满了泪水。
And in such trials, God still truly blesses faithfulness to Him.
在这些困难里面神仍然是祝福我们在祂里面的信心。
But the blessing...can come in the form of tears.
但这个祝福可能好像是藉着眼泪而来。
His blessing can mean he's removing some of the world's pleasures.
他的祝福可能就是代表着要在我们的身上去除去一些我们在世上的享乐。
Yes, it's true. We might experience worldly delights as blessings of God in this life.
没错我们在地上可能会经历到一些很好的事情是神给我们的祝福。
But as you and I know, especially recently, just like this past week, you know, somebody loses their spouse, a person who, former missionary, president and associate pastor, losing his spouse, a wonderful Christian family, you know, it registers to you, right? Registers. That,It could be blessing in form of tears.
就好似过去个个礼拜一个好嘅基督徒佢离世，佢嘅丈夫失去咗佢嘅妻子，呢个就好似一个神嘅祝福依然系好似眼泪咁样嚟到。
Now, what does Paul say then to parents? That's to children, adult children, right? Sorry, if you're maybe under 12, I don't need to explain. You got to obey. period, right? Obeyed parents, right? I don't need to expand on that, right?
如果你是12岁以下的小孩,圣经都讲得清楚,你要听从父母。
I don't have to expand, do another sermon on that, right? You get it, right? Okay, so now, parents.
现在对父母讲的了。Anxious
parents obviously don't make good parents.
焦虑的父母不会是好的父母。
So Paul assures Christian parents that God dearly loves us now and has so loved us before the creation of the world.
保罗再确定基督徒神是爱我们,纵使是这个世界未成立之前。
And these assurances take concern for self out of our motives in being good parents.
这个确据是不是建基于我们要怎样去做好父母。
Because we have all the security we need in our relationship with God.
因为我们在我们与神的关系里面,我们有这些确据。
We don't need that security in our relationship to our kids.
我们不再需要在父母不再需要在儿女的身上的关系里面去找这个安全感。
That frees us to parent for our children's good rather than mixed motives for our good too, right?
我们不再需要去捆绑于说我们一定要儿女成为一些好好的小孩。
That will enable any parent to give them the security that they need rather than keeping it for ourselves in our relationship with them.
这个安全感不再是父母只是将这个安全感带给他自己，是藉着这个关系里面。
See, there's always a healthy balance, right, in the Bible. And Ephesians 6:4 is no different. There's a healthy balance that needs to be maintained in the parent-child relationship.
在以弗所书第6章第4节里面，有一个好的平衡在父母和儿女的关系上面。
On the one hand, it says counsel your children. Counsel them. That means give them time. Listen to them. Show affection to them.
一方面是跟他们聊天，要给时间他们，给他们看到你爱他们。
Guide them in God's wisdom and love.
在神的智慧里面，在神的爱里面去引导他们。
That's behind that word instruction in verse 4 to parents.
这个就是教导那个字的意思。
But that needs to be balanced, right? On the other hand,
在另一方面,
verse 4 says you have to discipline, you have to utterly be consistent, absolutely predictable, and laying down good and smart rules for them.
另一方面就是要去教训他们，你要摆清楚很多很清楚的规则，让他们知道。
And you've got to stick with those rules.
这些规则你自己都要好跟从。
Right, that word training means discipline, means firmness, it means enforcing boundaries.
训练的意思就是要有一个好的规限，是要你自己去让他们去看清楚。
Do you see the balance that's needed? On the one hand, you discipline, you lay down the rules.
一方面你教训他们的时候，你要让他们看到清楚的规则。
That's the training, but it also says to instruct. What does that mean? Counsel. Listen to them, coax them, love them, bring them along. That's counseling.
另一方面，去指教他们的时候，你跟他们去引导他们。
See, if you're going to keep them from being exasperated, according to the Bible, exasperation means angry at you, you have to balance truth and love.
所以圣经讲你要
slide 6.
不要去让他们去令儿女去发怒的时候，要有一个平衡在里面，一个真理和爱的平衡。
That means you have to balance discipline with counseling.
就是说要教导的时候，要好好的引导。
And the key, of course, is to do it in the Lord.
当然是要在神的里面才可以做到。
Raise them up in the nurture and the discipline of the Lord.
在神里面去引导他们。
You recognize that tune? What does that mean?
什么意思呢?
It just means you do have to say to your children, this is who God is. This is who God is to me. This is who God should be to you.
就是说对你儿女说，这个是神。对我来说，这个神是怎样的？这个神也对你应该是怎样？
See, tragically, I've seen many parents today do this. Well, I don't want to impose. I don't want to impose my faith on my kids. It's up to them.
很可惜的就是现在很多父母对他的儿女怎么样讲呢? 就是说我不想将我的信仰硬硬执给他们。
I want them to choose for themselves.
我想他们自己去选择。
And you know, studies by the experts of children have shown that even parents who give poor or erroneous moral instructions, they're the ones who aren't frustrating their children. The people who are frustrating their children are the people who say, oh, I don't want to impose my faith, my views on my children.
父母为什么有教导儿女的困难呢?很多时候都是说那些父母是让儿女去选择,让他们去任何选择他们所信的。
See, when you say, I'm not going to tell them what to believe, you're exasperating them.
因为当你去讲他们听,我不想讲他们听要怎样信的时候,其实你就是惹他们的气。
You're neglecting.
因为你忽略他们。
You're neglecting your duty towards your child.
因为你不再去 去做到你履行到你对你儿女的责任。
You must point the child to what is right.
你要帮你的儿女指向什么才是正确的。
You know, many of you have witnessed many infant baptisms, and we've, through the years, have seen many of them in this church.
我们过去都有很多次的婴儿的洗礼，你都见过。
And why do we make the parents promise to obey Ephesians 6:4.
为什么我们要父母去立这个誓言，就是说他们要遵守以弗所书第六章第四节呢?
Why do we say to the parents during infant baptism that they need to pray with their children?
为什么我们叫父母说你要跟你的儿女去祈祷呢?
Why do we encourage parents to openly talk to their children about their testimony of the Lord, their walk with the Lord?
为什么我们要父母去公开跟他们的儿女说他们在神里面的见证，怎么与神同行?
Why do we constantly implore them through the years to tell your children what God has meant to you?
为什么我们要叫父母去跟他们的儿女说，对他们来说神是哪一位呢?
To tell them where you've been and how God has changed you.
去说神怎么去改变你呢?
Share your testimony with them. That's witnessing.
去跟他们分享你的见证。
Show them God in your life.
给他们看到神在你的生命里面是怎样。
Show your children that you're seeking to live the Christian life.
给你的儿女看到你是寻求过一个基督徒的生活。
That yes, you struggle to be consistent with your beliefs, but that's why you need a relationship with the Lord.
当然你在你的信仰生命上会有挣扎，所以你才需要跟神有关系。
And that's what they need too, a relationship with the Lord God.
这个跟神的关系，你们的儿女也都需要。
You see, you'll be able to balance guidance and discipline with the gospel at the center of your home.
你就是用这个福音在你的家庭里面作为中心，去平衡了这个教训和警戒。
The gospel is because of what Jesus has done, we're saved.
这个福音就是因为耶稣基督所做的，我们得救。
We're saved by what he did.
我们的得救是因为他所做的。
We're simultaneously just and yet sinful.
我们同时间是清义，但是我们都有罪。
We're completely accepted by God.
我们被神接纳。
But at the same time, we're still sinners.
但同时间我们依然是罪人。
We're completely unworthy of God's grace.
我们不配得神的恩典。
What does that do? It does everything to them.
对他们来说，这个很重要。
Why is it many of us under discipline?
为什么有些父母不太着重警戒他们的儿女呢?
Well, sometimes it's because we want their approval.
有时可能是想得到儿女的认同。
You know, who wants to be known as, oh, here's the parent with a heavy stick, you know, the person comes down on me hard all the time.
哪一个会喜欢有一个父母说，会听到他的儿女说，这个父母对我来说很严厉，经常都管着我。
No, you're a human being, right? You want approval.
你是人，你想得到儿女的认同。
But the gospel alone frees you from wanting that approval so that you can adequately discipline them.
因为这个福音使你不再去要去寻求你儿女的认同，以致你能够足够的做到足够的对儿女的警戒。
Why do some of us over-discipline?
但为什么有些人就会过分的去管束儿女？
Well, we over-discipline our children because we can't bear them to be failures.
我们过分去管束儿女，因为我们不能够忍受儿女的失败。
The gospel, only the gospel will free you from your need to have your children be just right the way you want them.
这个福音就使到我们不再去只是寻求儿女有正当的行为，正正确确的在我们的眼中。
You know, there are a tremendous number of parents who say, my kids need these kind of grades. Up here. These kind of grades.
很多父母说我的子女一定要去达到这个分数。
They have to be completely polite to everyone they speak to.
他们对每一个人都要很有礼貌。
You see, only the gospel is going to free you from the need to have your children appear. That's a key word, appear to be perfect.
这个福音就使到我们不再去寻求我们的儿女在人的面前是完美。
Because obviously the Bible spells out for us what you see on the outside is not necessarily what's on the inside, right?
因为圣经说我们外表看来是怎样，同我们的里面是可以不同。
And your identity...In Jesus Christ frees you and frees them from that need.
你在耶稣基督里面的身份就可以将你从这件事里面释放，也都帮助你的儿女得到释放。
Some of us need to be needed.
有些人我们觉得要被需要。
Again, that shows a lack of orientation, understanding of the gospel.
这个就是好像缺乏了对这个福音的认识一样。
You're forgetting that you are complete in Jesus Christ.
因为你忘记了你在耶稣基督里面你是完全。
And you're trying to get something from your children that only Jesus can give you.
你就尝试在这个儿女里面去找到一些东西，是那样东西其实只是耶稣基督才可以给你。
And some of us make our children too dependent on us.
有些人就令到儿女太过依赖父母。
Of course you could go to the other extreme too, right? Some parents tend to push their children out too soon.
又另一个极端就是说有些父母就太早让儿女做他们任何
事。We want them to be independent when they're not ready to be independent, because people mature at different ages, right? Some people mature faster, some people don't.
有些儿女可能成熟的时间迟一点，有些成熟早一点，但有的时候我们就想儿女快点去读了。
But many parents have tremendous number of problems themselves, many issues.
有很多父母自己都有很多问题。
That's why you need the gospel. The gospel, again, will help you in correcting the situation.
所以我们需要福音，这个福音可以帮助我们纠正个现况。
Because being focused on your own problems is a form of what? Selfishness.
因为如果你只是着眼于你的问题的时候，这个其实就是自私。
We don't need to be so free and so comfortable because of what Jesus has done. I don't need that because I have Jesus.
因为我们已经有耶稣基督，我们不再需要着眼于我们那个舒适。
And the gospel alone will give you the kind of experience you can share with your children.
这个福音就可以给到你这些经历，你是可以同你的儿女分享。
You can testify to them so that your children will actually be interested in the gospel.
你可以向他们作见证，以致你的儿女会对这个福音有兴趣。
Again, the gospel gives you that balance that you need, truth and love.
这个福音给我们在这个真理和爱里面一个平衡。
You can't have that balance of dependence and independence.
你可以有这个独立和依靠的平衡。
You need the gospel to have that.
你需要这个福音。
You won't be able to point them to the Lord in a way that's winsome and attractive if you don't have the gospel.
如果你没有这个福音的时候，他们对这个福音都不会有兴趣。
You know, is it because are our children not interested in the gospel because of us?
我们的儿女对这个福音没有兴趣，是不是因为我们的问题呢？
With the gospel, you have everything you need to do everything you have to do as a parent.
你只有靠这个福音，你才可以做你作为父母应该要做的事。
By giving them that balance of truth and love, they won't grow up exasperated, but they'll grow up with hope, with courage, with faith.
藉着这个福音，在这个爱和真理的平衡里面，你的儿女就可以在你的 信心上面，在这个爱里面成长。
How do you rehearse gospel promises at home?
在你的家里面，你怎样 去重新这个福音那个应许呢?
Suppose one of your smaller children are disobedient, how do you rehearse gospel promises at home when that happens?
当你的儿女在家不听话的时候，那你怎样可以去藉着这个福音去向他们讲呢？
Remind your children that God is a structure. He is an authority structure.
他说给你听，神是一个有主权的神。
Romans 13:1 Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
罗马书十三章第一节，他说有在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Suppose your child isn't a Christian yet and they're disobedient.
譬如这个儿女不是基督徒，他们不听话。
You can say something like this at that time.
你在那个时间你可以这样说。
I can see how you think that the only thing that will make you happy is to do what you want.
你可以跟他说，我可以想象到你所想要得到的东西，就是说你可以做你喜欢的东西。
But Johnny or Jane, living for yourself and what you want will never satisfy you.
但是如果你只是为着你自己而去过活，去想得到你自己想得到的东西，其实不可以去满足到你。
For the rest of your life, you will be called to obey authority. That's how life is, God has structured life.
你的生命是人家会叫你，你要顺服这个上面掌权的，这个也都是神所设立的。
And if you don't learn that now, it will be very hard on you your entire life.
如果你现在不学到这件事的时候，你将来的生活你就会更加困难。
And please know, there will be a day where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
有一天所有的人都会跪低，所有的口都会去称耶稣为主。
That means one day you too will bow.
也就是说有一天你也都会去这样做。
But it'll be too late. Too late to try and obey then. But you can turn today. Now.
但如果到那一天你才去顺服的时候，那就太迟。但是现在你就可以顺服。
Do you do that at home?
你在家是不是这样讲？
That's proclaiming the gospel to them.
是对向他们去宣讲这个福音。
These kinds of instructions, according to the Bible, according to God, is responsibility of both parents.
这个就是父母应该要负责，要去向儿女所讲。
Raising children is not just mom's work.
带大儿女不是只是母亲的工作。
Otherwise, when God addresses parents and tells them how to raise their kids, he should have said moms. He doesn't. He says parents in verse 1. He says father in verse 4.
所以圣经去向我们去讲怎样教育儿女的时候，是对父母讲，不是只是对母亲讲。
See, fathers and mothers are both responsible.
父母两边都是要负责。
In fact, God holds the dad responsible for the entire operation of the home.
事实上，神要做父亲的，去负责整个家是怎样运作。
But here's the problem, industrial revolution.
但这个问题来了，就是工业革命的时候。
Fathers are now more alienated, remote, right? Because we had to leave the home to work.
因为父亲要离开家去工作。
And now the mom leaves the home for work too, right?
现在甚至乎现在母亲都离开家去工作。
So child rearing, nurturing is left to whom?
那教导儿女的工作给谁做呢？
And so when you combine the industrial revolution with the traditional authoritarianism of traditional families, along with the remoteness now of the father being aloof because of the industrial revolution, what do you have? A mess!
咁你有工业革命，呢个父亲离开屋企，跟住你有一个传统嘅家庭，又讲到父母嘅掌权，跟住父亲又唔系太管个儿女，咁得到嘅结果系乜嘢咧？就系一塌糊涂。
Everyone's embittered. Children, parents, they're at each other's throats.
父母儿女作对，佢哋都有苦读。
Because authority is missing in the family.
因为屋企里边呢个主权已经失去咗啦。
You know the parents' job according to the modern world. You know what the modern, you know what the world tells us?
呢个世界讲俾你听乜嘢咧
？You just give them emotional support. You give them over to the experts.
你话你只系要喺情感上面去支持佢哋，而点样教导儿女咧，就由专家去讲你听。
The world tells us you're not supposed to impose any values on your children.
呢个世界话你唔应该将任何嘅价值观加喺你嘅儿女身上。
But the Bible rejects both the past authoritarian model of the family, which had its horror stories too, as we said last time, but it also rejects the modern support model of the family.
圣经呢完全否定了现在所说怎样去教导儿女，同时间也否定了过去只是父母是单单是全权的，是有个掌权。
Here's the key. God invented the family to be what? A learning institution.
神去成立一个家庭，其实是一个去学习的一个地方。
The parents really believe the gospel, and they're teaching their children the gospel.
父母相信这个福音，也都教导他儿女去相信这个福音。
And the children gradually learn to trust the parent, and actually begin to grow up and mature, right?
这个儿女去开始相信他的父母去成长去成熟。
Because our job is to raise them.
因为我的工作就是要教养他们。
And to a place where the child, when they're an adult, can eventually reject some of our teachings that were wrong.
直至到当这个儿女去成长到一个成熟到一个地步，去看到我们有什么是错的地方。
And that's why it's the parents who teach the kids nothing.That exasperate them.
所以当儿女不教导儿女，当父母不教导他儿女任何嘢嘅时候，其实就系惹佢哋嘅气。
They're delegating their duty as parents.
佢哋其实系将呢个责任去，将呢个父母嘅责任去俾咗其他人。
That neglects destroys the child.
呢种嘅忽略系破坏咗呢个儿女。
A little too heavy today on parents. So just like, it's such a burden because I see the need for more gospel-centered families.
我点解咁样讲咁多呢啲嘢咧？因为我哋睇到更加需要有呢个福音为中心嘅家庭。
But moving on, one more concern in regards to the parent-child relationship. What happens if you're still struggling as an adult child?With your relationship with your parents.
如果你是成长了的儿女，你和你的父母的关系依然有挣扎的时候，那你做什么呢？
Well, maybe your parents are gone already. But why can't you be free from the influences of them? Why is it still strangling you? Why is it still affecting you in your own family? Why?
又或者甚至乎你的父母已经过世，但是为什么他们对你的影响至今依然喺呢度，你唔能够喺当中去得到释放咧，甚至乎影响咗你自己的家庭。
How will you be transformed in regards to your relationship with your parents？
你点样可以喺呢个关系里边去转化咧
？You gotta let them stop viewing them as God. They're not God.
你要停止唔再睇佢哋系神，佢哋唔系神。
Stop letting them be God in your life.
唔再让佢哋作为你家生命里边嘅神。
You'll be able to honor them.
以致你先至可以去孝敬佢哋。
You'll be able to forgive them.
你能够去赦免佢哋。
Because you've met the real Father in heaven. You've met him. You know of his love.
因为你已经去见过呢个天父，你知道佢嘅爱。
You've met him through the person and work of Jesus. You know of the Father's love.
你藉住耶稣基督，你知认识咗天父嘅爱。
And you can say now, I have nothing to prove anymore. I have nothing to prove to them.
你能够去对自己讲话，我唔再需要向佢哋去证明啲乜嘢。
Because I have access to the heavenly Father, access to the real Father.
因为我能够真正啊，我可以去到天父嗰度，呢个真正嘅父亲。
Then I can have confidence in prayer because I know God's in charge.
我以致我嘅祈祷系真系有信心，因为我知道神系掌权。
And I'm no longer afraid, no matter what happens to me, because I have the Father's love.
因为我有天父的爱，我不再需要担心有什么在我身上发生。
Is that true for you today?
今天你是不是这样想呢？
See, the reason a lot of you can't honor your parents without agreeing with them is because you're so mad. You're so mad at them.
我们不能够孝敬父母，因为我们很多时候我们去生气他们。
Because you've got to prove yourself to them and they don't accept that.
因为你想去向他们证明自己，而他们不能够接受你。
Until you're free from their judgment,Through an experience of the love from the true heavenly Father, you're never going to be free to honor them.
如果你唔能够系喺佢哋对你嗰个评价上边去得到自由， 你唔能够去真系孝敬佢哋。
That's why you got to experience the father's, the true father's love.
所以你要真正嘅经历神嘅爱。
Have you really seen?
你有冇睇到 Jesus,
that you belong to the perfect father in heaven?
你系咪藉住耶稣基督去知已经知道你系属于呢个天父嘅咧
？Then you can obey the fifth commandment, honor your parents, for this is right.
你先至可以真正嘅去遵守第五条诫命，去孝敬父母，因为呢个系啱嘅。
The only way you and I can do that is to receive the unconditional love of God the Father.
我哋唯一可以做咁样做，就系藉住耶稣，藉住神对我哋无条件嘅爱。
Because God's command is seek the real Father, and you not, or you will not really be able to honor your parents.
如果你唔能够真系揾到呢个真正嘅天父嘅时候，你唔能够孝敬父母。
You either hate them or idolize them.
你一系就好嬲佢哋，一系就当佢哋好似偶像咁样。
You have to be free from the need to please them so that you can honor them.
你要喺当中去得到呢个自由，以致你先至可以去孝敬佢哋。
Won't you go to God the Father today?
你今日会唔会去天父嗰度
？Jesus Christ, we're told in the Bible, gives you the power.To be sons of God, children of God.
神话耶稣基督俾我哋有呢个能力，我哋成为神嘅儿女。
And it says, those who believe on him, those who receive him and believe on his name, he gives them what? Power to become children of God.
佢话嗰啲相信佢嘅，去相信佢系相信耶稣基督系神嘅儿子嘅时候，佢俾佢哋做神嘅儿女嘅权柄。
Father, please.May your blessing be upon each family represented here.
天父，我哋求你嘅祝福临到我哋呢度每一个家庭。
O Lord, have mercy on our families.
天父，怜悯我哋嘅家庭。
May your gospel be seen and believed there.
愿你嘅福音系俾佢哋睇到，亦都佢哋相信。
May you give each parent wisdom, to balance the truth and love that's necessary in the home.
让每一个家庭在当中藉着这个福音是让这个真理和爱有这个平衡在当中
May we not be deceived by the world in saying we delegate that duty to the experts
我们不要被这个世界去蒙骗说、教养儿女的工作是应该由专家来做
Lord help us to truly bless our children by not exasperating them and teaching them what is right
天父帮助我哋去教养儿女，唔好惹佢哋气，让佢哋知道乜嘢系真理。
For those of us here who aren't parents, Lord, help us to honor our parents。
亦都帮助我哋，我哋去孝敬我哋嘅父母。
Set us free to do that。
让我哋当中系有自由。
May we realize and know what that means。
让我哋知道呢个系咩意思。
Yes, we need.To honor them, not necessarily trust as an adult them, or love them, or to do anything but honor them.
我哋孝敬佢哋，并唔代表话我哋要完全嘅相信去依赖佢哋。
Help us to know what that means to please you.
让我哋知道我哋点样去可以得到你嘅喜悦。
We pray for healthy families.Healthy relationship with our parents that please you. We ask that in Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋喺当中有一个健康嘅关系，同父母有健康嘅关系。我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名义求。